Children, listen, let me tell you a story about a village that is built with his glory. No sorrow in this place, just lift your voice and say, let's celebrate. Look like it's gonna be a lovely day.
Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration, everybody. I'm Vicki Newton. Thank you so much for joining us. So we are gathering to talk about Black History Month, and it starts, you know, on Monday, February 1st, whether Stacey Dash, Donald Trump, or others like it. We're having Black History Month 2016 starting on Monday. You know, recently I spoke with the national president of the NAACP, the oldest and most historic gatekeeper of civil rights in our nation. Cornell William Brooks is calling this the age of activism. I literally caught up with him as he moved from one speaking engagement to another.
Tell us what the call to action is today.
Well, the call to action is this is the first Martin Luther King holiday and the first presidential election without the full protection of the Voting Rights Act. We have 33 states all across the country which have enacted laws which are making it harder to vote. We have state legislatures who've engaged in a Machiavellian frenzy of disenfranchisement, not merely African Americans, but Latinos, young people, older people. And so if we are to do anything but remember nostalgically the election of the first African-American president, we've got to register people to vote. And not only that, we've got to change these anti-voting laws across the country and restore the Voting Rights Act, which was gutted, weakened, disempowered after the Shelby versus Holder Supreme Court decision. So that is our number one call to action. Number two, it's not enough to restore the Voting Rights Act. We've got to also get people out to vote. Right? So in other words, it can't be that we turn out to vote for President Obama and then allow ourselves to go back to non-voting. We led the country in voting. African-American women led among Black people. Young African-Americans led among African-Americans in the country. If we did it then in 2008 and 2012, we have to do it in 2016.
But what about the pundits and their predictions that our community is more apathetic because this time the candidate is not of African-American descent?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Voting rights is on the ballot. The reality is we may not have Barack Obama on the ballot, but what we saw in 2008 and 2012, you threaten Black people's vote, they show up in droves.
One more question.
Yes.
You talk about building a current, a modern NAACP.
That's right.
How do you do that so that it's not the first thing people think of, to quote you, geriatric swilling?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. When you think about the fact we're the only organization with members in prisons, churches, synagogues, colleges, high schools, millions of digital activists, we are the largest young people's civil rights organization in the country now. And we're looking to build an NAACP of a million members, 2,100 branches, nearing 500,000 members. So the point being is, when you look at the facts, right, we are not a geriatric organization. This is a multi-generational organization. They're 80-year-olds and they're 18-year-olds. Those are the facts.
And that was Cornell Williams Brooks, who is the national president of the NAACP. He was here in Little Rock on Dr. King Day. It was his third stop in one day. He started the day, he told me, in the nation's capital in Washington. Then he traveled to Atlanta, Dr. King's hometown, and then he wrapped up his day here in Little Rock. And as you heard him say, the NAACP is not a geritol-swilling group of geriatrics. They're looking for a million members. They want a multiracial, multi-generational body, 1 million members. So let me ask you, do you have an NAACP card? Are you a member? Or is that something you're planning to do starting on Monday? Black History Month. When we return, we continue our pre-celebration of Black History Month. We're going to take a look tonight at some of the Oscar controversy. We're also going to take a look at those who are embracing what at one time many African-American women shunned, natural hair. Things are changing, so stay with us.
Dave here live at W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, 201 West Broadway in North Little Rock. Who do we have here?
I am Terica Waits White, the marketing director. I handle all of the designing, advertising, and branding for the business, and commercial printing from flyers to business cards, programs, anything that you would need to brand your business. We pretty much take care of it.
Here's another great staff member at W.C. Mitchell.
Hi, my name is Lenora Harris, office manager of W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services.
Lenora, why should people do business with W.C. Mitchell?
I recommend W.C. Mitchell simply because we are accessible throughout the year. We'll take care of your financial needs, your printing needs, and also your travel needs. We'll do whatever it takes to make sure you get the best of services.
There you have it, folks. Call W.C. Mitchell Tax and Financial Services, located at 201 West Broadway, Suite F in North Little Rock, at 501-324-2690.
Alberta Faye Hires got her life back thanks to the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line.
I smoked for 37 years, but with the support of my quit coach, I finally overcame my addiction. The Quit Line helped me set my own goals and turned a few steps into thousands. Now I run marathons. I'm stronger, healthier, and a positive role model for my grandchildren. I'm proud to say that I'm a quitter. You deserve to be proud of yourself, too. When you quit tobacco, you win.
Quit smoking or vaping. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Live tobacco and nicotine free.
Honey, did you read this article in the newspaper?
The one about supporting our black-owned businesses?
Yes, that one. It also said Asian Americans keep a dollar in their community 26 days, Hispanics 21, and we, African Americans, only 6 hours?
What can we do to support our businesses?
Well, here's one way. The U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce has an app that helps locate black-owned businesses in dozens of cities.
That's a wonderful idea. Where is my phone?
For more information about the free mobile app, go to usblackchambers.org.
Welcome back to the Village Celebration, and thank you so much for joining us. You know we're always glad to have you with us here in the Village, so gather around your phone or your computer, and hopefully you have some friends with you. We are having a pre-Black History Month party. Yes, we are, and we are embracing all that is great and wonderful about us. And joining me now is Angel Burt, who has this fantastic idea for a Nubian natural hair and fashion show. And what is so unique about this show, Angel, thank you for joining us, first
of
all.
Thank you for having me here, Vicki.
Is that this is clearly celebratory. And there was a time when we didn't necessarily embrace or celebrate our natural hair. But almost everywhere you look now, it's on display, and proudly so. What has changed?
Well, you know, I think the mindset is changing. I know mine has. I've been natural now for 10 years. You know what I normally say, Vicki? I said, I was born natural. We're all born natural. I just decided to stop perming my hair. And I think as women start realizing, first of all, let's just talk about health-wise as far as perming your hair is concerned and putting that lye in your hair, it's actually burning your hair follicles. So once you start getting that information and then your hair eventually starts to fall out. I talked to a lady last evening who's losing her hair mm-hmm. from perming it so much. And those are things that we really don't know about. But again, I think being natural is it's trending, but it's also a movement that's actually bringing women of color, black women together.
So dare we say it's a movement that started inside and has worked its way outward.
Absolutely. And I think what it's doing is just catching on like wildfire.
It is.
It's hot. And it's a great movement. And again, anything that connects us as women of color, that's where we want to be. We have to start somewhere.
And we have been bound for so long by the restrictions of our hair, imposed in large part by the chemicals used in our hair. And so now once you say no more of that, there is a sense of liberation.
It absolutely is. And speaking of the Nubian Natural Hair fashion show, one aspect of that, we're actually going to be showing a trailer of Natural Woman by a filmmaker by the name of Cindy Hirst. And she did this movie several years back. And it's very, very fitting for today. And it shows the journey that we're on right now, kind of going back, thinking, looking at why are we permanent here? What's the mindset? What are we really trying to gain from that? Who are we trying to be? Are we really trying to be our natural selves? And so we're going to show the trailer, and then the following week we're actually going to do a natural hair meetup and discuss all of this further, because it is very psychological what we're going through.
And for years, the experts, if you will, have said that as women we signal a lot of what's happening internally by what we do with our hair. For example, if you're going through a breakup or whatever, maybe you change or cut your hair. So now that we're wearing our hair naturally, what are we saying to the rest of the world?
I think it's freedom, free to think and do as we please, unity. That's what I'm finding with women, because I also have worked with other natural hair organizations or groups, and we're forming, we're getting together, we're going into the community and discussing, why are we perming our hair? What does that really psychologically mean? Who are we really trying to be? And then more women I find that are going natural. A brother once told me this, Vicki, that your hair is your antennas. That's how you get your information from God. And so I think that is a very well put. And so as a natural woman, we can receive that information and start moving toward helping unite our communities, even helping raising our babies and that sort of thing.
This idea of unity and working together, is it in part a reflection, do you think, of what we have seen around the country the past several years? In a response to police brutality, there seems to be more unity and more recognition that there is still a struggle.
Absolutely. And I also think the natural hair says, yeah, it's a struggle. It's one that we're going to unite on as women of color, as black women, because we have to play our role. We have to do our part. And because we're strong black women, and that strength trickles down to the family, to the husband, to the man, to the boy children, to the girl children. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole unit. It's not separating anyone. But I think the more powerful that we become, the more powerful our communities become.
I think that is certainly well said. It also would appear that we are challenging the stereotypical American description of what's beautiful.
Absolutely.
That in order to radiate beauty, your hair must lay straight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, not necessarily, not so. Is that part of this?
You know, I truly believe that, and you're absolutely right. We're redefining what we consider what is beautiful. That is powerful to me. Now, some of us are going about it in a different direction. I mean, we're fashionable. We love beauty, so we've got different hairstyles that we wear. As far as natural hair, we're using different products. We're using more organic types
that's
of products, more holistic.
That's true.
And so
mm-hmm.
that's a total paradigm shift, and one of which that I think we really, really need. But I also want to say that we want to embrace all of our sisters. We want to be there for each other, no matter where we are. I always like to tell people, I like to meet you where you are and then take you with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a better way of looking at it, and not really shunning anyone for actually perming their hair, but also,
sure,
also saying, let's really look at it psychologically. Let's really look at why are we doing this. And I think once we come to, you know, a clear realization, then we can continue that unity.
There is room for everyone in the village. So even if you are perming your hair, that is not a reason for exclusion.
It is not.
Because, after all, hair is a personal choice.
It's a personal choice, and it's about awareness. Sometimes when you know better, you can do better. And when you find out, you better get going. But if you don't know, you can't change. But when you do find out, again, then you can start moving in the right direction.
And if that fits what you want for your hair and it fits your lifestyle, then it's something you can consider. Tell us about the fashion show.
Yeah, definitely. Embracing Your Natural Beauty is presented by Angel Face Beauty. which is my company. I'm actually a professional beauty expert, a professional model. So this has been a part of my career.
Too bad this isn't TV so they can see you and know that you have the credentials to do just what you said.
Thank you very much. And so I've had the desire to do this fashion show for natural hair for a very long time. And I've always wanted to do it during Black History Month. And so what better time to do it right here, right now? I would like to say that I was shopping at a secondhand store, and I happened on these beautiful African clothing, and I couldn't stop looking at them, not only the clothing but the jewelry, and found out about the foundation, James 127, through that. And that kind of catapulted me to get everything going with this.
So James 127 Foundation is the recipient of some of the proceeds from the fashion show. And they are dedicated, as James chapter 1 verse 27 says, to caring for widows and orphans in Africa. Tell us more.
Yes, absolutely. This organization actually has a free vocational training for widows in Kenya, Africa, whose husbands have died of AIDS. In America, it's a little bit different than over in Africa as far as tradition and culture is concerned. Over there, they pay for their education. And if the women don't go to school, then they end up, they get married, they have their families, they raise their children. But if the husband...
So when your husband passes...
You have no means of taking care of yourself. And these women are resorting into negative things that no one should do with their bodies to make money. Bottom line. And so this organization has come in and they're doing vocational training for seamstress as well as jewelry makers. And once they learn to sew, they can work for the design company, which is called Judith and James, okay, and make a living for them and their families.
So James 127 Foundation is the recipient of some of the proceeds. It's
yes,
the Nubian Natural Hair and Fashion Show, Embracing Your Natural Beauty. Mark your calendars, Saturday, February 20th, 2016, 8 p.m. And you can also contact you at 501-612-9698.
Yes.
501-612-9698 for more information. You simply want to be a part of this. It's
absolutely
going to
making a difference. We should all. It's an international difference. It's a connection back to Africa.
International difference, yes.
To Africa that we all need to be a part of. Someone asked me, we have so many things going on here. Why Africa? Well, you know, I've been divinely inspired to do this, and whatever you're divinely inspired to do, there's nothing that can stop you.
No.
So if there's something that you need to be doing here stateside, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a connection piece that will help along with that unity.
Well, congratulations
thank
on
you.
Your Black History Month celebration, and thank you for joining us tonight for our pre-Black History Month celebration.
Absolutely.
Embracing your natural beauty.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
It was our pleasure. Angela Burt. Coming up, Jim Scott.
Hello, Vicki. I'm not rich.
Oh, and neither am I.
I was going to be a billionaire like a lot of other people.
Like
but
all of us, we thought. Okay,
yeah.
So we talk about it when we come back. So stay with us, unless you won the Powerball. This is the Village Celebration.
You'll see in a minute.
Okay. Then I thought about my dogs on the block. Kind of understand why the children still in rock. Was it the hair that got me this far? All these girls, these cribs, these cars. I hate to say it, but it seems...
Dynamic Dave for JohnEdRadio.com. I'm inviting all small businesses to contact me at 855-525-5683 and let JohnEd Radio set up an advertising package specifically designed with your business in mind. This is a great opportunity for small businesses to get your products on the air. Do you want to get the word out about a new business? JohnEd Radio is for you. Do you want to advertise your event or social gathering? JohnEd Radio is for you. Do you preach or teach? Do it right here on JohnEdRadio.com. Call me, Dynamic Dave, at 855-525-5683 or go to JohnEdRadio.com and review our great lineup of shows. Let's help each other and let's get your products in the hands of consumers across the country. Call me, Dynamic Dave, at JohnEdRadio.com at 855-525-5683. I'll talk to you soon.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Doing really well. How are you settling into your new job?
I like the company, and I really like the town. Just having a hard time finding places for my dry cleaning, car repairs, and restaurant. And I really want to support Black-owned businesses.
Have you tried the app created by the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce? It connects you to Black-owned businesses all around the country.
Sounds great.
It is. It helps you locate Black-owned businesses in dozens of cities.
That's exactly what I need. Thanks.
For more information about the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce mobile app, go to usblackchambers.org.
I didn't win the Powerball. My friend Jim Scott didn't win the Powerball. And no one I know won, which is why I'm in front of the mic tonight. So, Jim, what are your thoughts about that frenzy that swept up the entire country?
Well, Vicki, I am so glad the Powerball drama is over. You know, as that jackpot grew, I and you watched people throw lots of money at the chance to become a billionaire, not even considering the odds of one in more than 200 million. But full disclosure, I did play it. Spent about $10. Someone had to win it, right? And it was something to imagine getting all that money. Well, as it happened, three tickets were sold, none in the states where I live. Having said that, let me offer my opinion on lotteries and casinos, both of which I participated in and then cursed myself after I threw money down the drain. Now, these are two of the worst things that could have happened to our community. Both have too many folks chasing the dream of getting rich the easy way. At least they think it's the easy way. Now, the lottery is nothing new to black folks. Let me take you back to the days when my mother, her sisters, and probably some of your family members played the illegal numbers, or what was called policy in some places. In the year 1960, a penny number hit straight got $6. Somehow that made sense. In fact, people had their own few numbers they played religiously and were losing only a few pennies a day. Not that it's okay to lose pennies, because they add up too. But numbers meant something then. Birthdays and, more importantly, dreams. To some, it was entertainment. There was no cable, no cell phones, and just a few movie theaters, and some surely played to supplement their incomes. My mother's family could tell you what numbers corresponded with your dreams, and they found it in something called the Three Wise Men Dream Book. When she died 5 years ago, I found that old dream book. It was 50 years old. Pages were worn and brown, some half torn out, glued back in and taped, but those numbers got them through the tough times. Then one day, the numbers became legal in the form of state lotteries, and the jackpots and payoffs got the best of people, which takes me to a brother I met in a lottery line once. Simply put, on this day, he played a sheet full of numbers totaling about $52. He said they were his daily numbers, which made me wonder where he works if he plays $52 every day. The lowest amount he could have won would have been $40. So if he hit one number, then he'd still be a loser by 12 bucks. And remember, the odds of him hitting for more every day are pretty slim. Listen, if we all spent $52 a day to win 40 back, we'd be in trouble real soon. Not convinced of the power of the lottery yet? Well, consider one general election day in my state, President Obama's first election. Lottery lines were long for some reason. And making conversation, I asked some folks in line if they were going to vote. A few said yes, but one woman said no, emphatically. I'm not going to stand in line waiting to vote. I said, well, you're standing in line to play the lottery, and you do know that a black man is running for president, right? Her response was silence. Well, the lure of winning money is strong, but we need to stop spending so much of our money on stuff with terrible odds, and don't even get me started on casinos. These days, casinos are darn near in every state, and boy, do we feed them. I'm guilty of it, too, on occasion, but like the lottery, I don't spend money I don't have hoping to hit the big one. I try to convince myself that it's entertainment. It doesn't always work, so you really don't need me to prove that for us, lotteries and casinos are a bad gamble, because for every one of us who gets lucky, tens of thousands of us are being pushed further into financial ruin. I'm Jim Scott. That's what I'm talking about.
Coming up next week, Jim talks about the importance of the ballot box. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Village Celebration Radio Show.
Glenn?
Well, you can tell that Chip over there is getting ready for the old family vacation.
Yeah.
He's pulling out the boat, airing the tents, checking gear, getting everything packed.
Yeah, we're about to head out on our vacation, too.
But you're sitting here drinking tea, surveying your domain from that lawn chair.
Yeah, buddy.
So, are you really about to leave on a vacation?
Yep, right here in Arkansas to enjoy our great state parks.
Why aren't you getting your gear together?
Because we rent it in the state parks. Instant vacation. No hassles before we go and none after we get back.
Rent?
Yep, the state parks have ski boats, party barges, fishing boats, kayaks, canoes. They even have RVs and tents already set up, plus the cabins and more.
RVs?
Just go to ArkansasStateParks.com. It's all there.
Instant vacation sounds like a perfect vacation.
Yeah, it will be if you mow my lawn while I'm gone.
Well, sure.
Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and your Arkansas State Parks. My park, your park, our parks.
Alberta Fay Hires got her life back thanks to the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line.
I smoked for 37 years, but with the support of my quit coach, I finally overcame my addiction. The Quit Line helped me set my own goals and turned a few steps into thousands. Now I run marathons. I'm stronger, healthier, and a positive role model for my grandchildren. I'm proud to say that I'm a quitter. You deserve to be proud of yourself, too. When you quit tobacco, you win.
Quit smoking or vaping. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Live tobacco and nicotine free.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Doing really well. How are you settling into your new job?
I like the company, and I really like the town. Just having a hard time finding places for my dry cleaning, car repairs, and restaurant. And I really want to support Black-owned businesses.
Have you tried the app created by the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce? It connects you to Black-owned businesses all around the country.
Sounds great.
It is. It helps you locate Black-owned businesses in dozens of cities.
That's exactly what I need. Thanks.
For more information about the U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce mobile app, go to usblackchambers.org.
Welcome back to the Village Celebration Radio Show. In the weeks leading up to Black History Month, there has been a lot of talk about race in America. The Oscars. Jada Pinkett Smith calling for a boycott. Stacey Dash calling for an end to BET and questioning what all the fuss is about regarding the Oscars. There are some who have said when February 28th rolls around, the night of the Oscars, they have other plans. One of the professors at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, Angela Newkirk, is planning different programming for students and those in the community. And she joins us tonight to tell us more about Oscars Our Way. That's the name of the program. Good evening, Ms. Newkirk, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me on this evening to discuss this hot topic.
It really is, and I know it is a big topic among you and your theater students. What are you hearing from your students?
Well, it's an overall attitude of we must take a stand. And someone great once said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And so this is our way of taking a stand. No, Hollywood won't take notice of our stand, but we're standing for ourselves, standing saying, hey, we believe that things should be done a little bit better. And since we don't have an influence or an impact on Hollywood, we do have an impact on our campus. So that's why we are embarking upon a journey where we're going to have our own Oscars celebration, and it's entitled hashtag Oscars Our Way.
So what is Oscars Our Way, and how can those listening participate?
Well, those who are listening, we want to set up an avenue where we can say, yes, we watched the movies in 2015. Yes, we saw some outstanding directors, costumers who look just like us. And though they're not getting an Oscar on that particular night that they have the Oscars, we're going to let them know we applaud you. Mm-hmm. We are appreciative of our heritage. We're appreciative of the things that you've done in Hollywood. And we're just saying we applaud you. So we're going to stand up and let people know, hey, join us. Come and be there on that night that we have our pre-Oscar celebration, to where we can just applaud those who have made great strides in Hollywood.
You know, President Obama has even commented on this controversy out of Hollywood, saying that the entire country benefits when everyone is represented on the silver screen, and that what's happening in the entertainment industry is a reflection of what's happening in industries all around the country. And do you find in the theater world that there is corresponding racism, that when you talk with your friends who work in other industries, they're saying pretty much the same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have no desire to make it to Hollywood, but I do have a desire to empower and deposit into those students that I teach, mm-hmm. so that one day they will get to Hollywood. And one of the things that I don't want them to be judged by, mm-hmm. is the color of their skin. I want them to be able to allow their talents to soar so they can compete against, mm-hmm. anybody else. And somebody said we should do away with the word diversity and we instead should use the word inclusive. And I want them to be able to know you are just as good as anyone else. And I'm so glad our home state, Chelsea Clinton, stood up to one of the actors and made her comment in reference to, made her rebuttal in reference to what someone said. And that person specifically said that maybe the black actors just weren't good enough. But that's not true.
That is not true.
Because we know David O., David O. definitely should have won
last
an award
year before
Selma for his role as Dr. Martin Luther King. He was riveting. Mm-hmm. And so he is just as good as some of the other actors that are receiving the awards. And we know that Rocky, in the role
Michael
that he
Creed.
Played, Sylvester Stallone,
mm-hmm.
Michael Creed, he stood
what's his
up
name?
And did
Michael
just
Jordan.
As well.
Right. I always get his name wrong because I think Michael
Jordan
basketball.
Right.
The other Michael
B. Jordan.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right. Michael B. Jordan. But his role was brilliant. And mm-hmm. for him not to even get a nod, that just, it bothers me. It really does.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of talk, so much so that the Academy has revised some rules and they have implemented some guidelines and plan to make some changes incrementally. And so we'll see how things progress over the next few years. But what has outraged so many is that for the past 2 years, not a single Best Actor or Actress nomination has included a person of color.
Mm-hmm. And it's sad.
So February 12th,
sad.
Put that on our calendars.
February 12th.
Oscars Our Way. At UAPB.
Oscars, that's correct. We're going to have a comedian out of Houston, Texas, Terry White, who is going to come because Scripture tells us laughter doeth good like mm-hmm. a medicine. So we're going to get mm-hmm. some medicine on that night, and we're going
I
to
like
laugh.
That.
We're going to celebrate. And so with that in mind, it's going to be a wonderful evening. The students have an opportunity to dress up, come, enjoy some laughter, and celebrate our accomplishments in the area mm-hmm. of acting and directing.
Is it a free event, or if there are tickets, where can we purchase tickets?
You can purchase tickets by calling 870-575-8428. But to be honest, don't tell my boss that I said this. Vicki, we want people to come and celebrate. So this just may be a free event
okay.
because we want people to come out and celebrate. So to be announced on that. So I don't want to make that call
Excellent.
Without my boss.
Sure.
But I'm saying I would like for people to come and enjoy this evening, a free event that is going to be open to the public.
On the campus of the University of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, theater professor Angela Newkirk, thank you so much for stopping by and for initiating this program to recognize the achievements and accomplishments of African-American actors and actresses.
And thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to have our say.
We'll see you on the 12th. Back in a moment, everybody.
Okay.
Stay with us.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
So what do girls fear more than their dads chaperoning at the homecoming dance? Having a date with bad breath, rotting teeth, and mouth sores. If you use dip, chew, or snuff, odds are you'll develop these symptoms. And that's only the beginning. Dip, chew, and snuff can cause heart disease, stroke, and cancer of the mouth and throat. So don't ruin your homecoming or your health. Learn more about a tobacco and nicotine-free life at sosprojectprevent.com.
Honey, did you read this article in the newspaper?
The one about supporting our black-owned businesses?
Yes, that one. It also said Asian Americans keep a dollar in their community 26 days, Hispanics 21, and we, African Americans, only 6 hours?
What can we do to support our businesses?
Well, here's one way. The U.S. Black Chambers of Commerce has an app that helps locate black-owned businesses in dozens of cities.
That's a wonderful idea. Where is my phone?
For more information about the free mobile app, go to usblackchambers.org.
Turning our attention now to health matters, there is a very serious condition affecting children that the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control have issued warnings about this week. And joining us in the village to tell us more is Dr. Diane Marshall. Dr. Di, thank you for joining us.
As always, Vicki, I'm delighted to be here today.
It's called the Zika virus.
Zika, Z-I-K-A, Zika virus, that's correct.
And what is it exactly?
Well, it's a viral infection, and what we know about it is that it can have some pretty detrimental effects to pregnant women. Typically, this virus is spread through a mosquito bite. Mm. And so if you're bitten by a mosquito, you have, from a few days to a few weeks, developed certain symptoms, such as fever, rash, joint pain, redness to your eyes. You may or may not have the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
It has, what we know about it right now is that it was I think there was a lady in Brazil who may have had a baby who was born with a birth defect.
Mm-hmm.
And once the CDC started looking at this, they became quite concerned with it and determined that it possibly could be caused by this Zika virus. Now, know that about 80% of people may be bitten by a mosquito, have the Zika virus, and never have any symptoms. It's only when it affects the pregnant women that it becomes a really, really big concern.
Okay, so you may have actually been bitten by a mosquito, but if you're not pregnant, it didn't present.
It may or may not. That's correct.
Okay.
You may have some very mild symptoms that you may shake off as maybe like flu-like symptoms and not pay that much attention to it. But, you know, if you think that you have traveled to an area where this virus is known to be present, that's the concern. So, you know, from based on the CDC website, people can get on that and look at it daily. They daily update. They do the updates daily.
Okay.
You can look and see what areas are affected. Right now, we do know that it's in South America,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to spread up and maybe coming up to North America. But what the CDC is advising is that any woman who is pregnant or contemplating becoming
mm-hmm.
pregnant, perhaps you should speak with your healthcare provider regarding whether or not it's safe for you to travel to these areas.
Sure.
If you're already in these areas, then you just need to take precautionary measures.
And if you are pregnant or considering getting pregnant, is there a test your doctor can give you to determine if you have been exposed to the Zika virus?
Well, certainly. First of all, we know that there's nothing to prevent it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no vaccine out
okay.
there. There's no medication out there that's going to prevent it or cure it. Once you have it, you basically have to just manage the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you think you've been exposed or if you've traveled in any of the areas that are located on the map on the CDC website, you do want to know whether or not you have transmitted this virus. And there are certain tests that your doctor can
order. Okay. Okay. That's a little bit encouraging. And the thing that keeps it in the headlines is it's a possible pandemic. That's serious.
Right, right, right. And that's what I wanted to kind of touch on, too. You know, what's the difference between an epidemic or and a pandemic? Well, you know, when a disease is affecting many persons at the same time and kind of spreading from one person to the next, we do call that an epidemic, an outbreak. But when the disease is such that it affects not only people person to person, but it's spread worldwide,
mm-hmm.
Then it becomes more of a pandemic.
Okay.
It has a global network of people that it may be affecting. And that's what's really frightening. Being that it's carried by mosquitoes, for example, you have the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you're not going to spread that virus to the person you're sitting next to, such as a cold.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to be bitten by the mosquito. The mosquito picks up that virus in the blood, and then if it bites you, the infected mosquito bites you, you can then get the Zika virus. So
okay.
you know that part. So you know that we go across the country, across the world,
mm-hmm.
through airplanes,
mm-hmm.
through ships. So there's a possibility that these mosquitoes can then be transported back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
Or a person could have traveled to one of the countries, be bitten by the mosquito, come back, be bitten by a different mosquito, and that mosquito bites someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's kind of like, oh, wow, this could become an epidemic.
Sure. And that's the reason we need to raise awareness. So thank you very much for joining us to share the information so we are aware of the Zika virus and
Absolutely.
The implications.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Diane Marshall.
Absolutely. And one other,
no, go
one
right
other
ahead.
Thing I want to mm-hmm. say, Vicki, before you sign off, is that you prevent it the same way you prevent any other mosquito bite. You know, there's no vaccine. However, you can use your insect repellents. You can treat your clothes with certain types of insect repellents. If you're outside, wear long sleeves, long pants, and just do the same measures you would do for any other outside mosquito pest.
Okay.
Take those measures.
And take them consistently until we hear more from the World Health Organization and the CDC. Dr.
Absolutely.
Diane Marshall,
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us to talk about the Zika virus.
It's always a joy.
Back in a moment.
You don't have to play sports to be a champion. On or off the field, each day, you dedicate time and effort to reach your personal goals and dreams. But tobacco use can ruin your hard work and path to higher achievement. If you use tobacco, make a play that brings you one step closer to victory and better health. Call the Arkansas Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW to speak with a quit counselor about free medication and support. It's time to feel like the champion you are.
My daughter made me this cute bottle with a little water in it. Until I can quit smoking, I can stop flicking cigarette butts and put them in here when I drive. They're litter, plain and simple. This is my way to help keep Arkansas beautiful.
For every ton of paper we recycle, we save 17 trees. I really like trees. Recycling helps keep Arkansas beautiful. A message from the station.
The Arkansas Broadcasters Association
and Keep Arkansas Beautiful.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
Stretch your tax dollars at Butler Furniture Depot and celebrate our 10-year anniversary sale. Biggest sale ever. Use our no-credit check purchase plan with instant approval up to $4,000 with no money down, with 90 days same as cash. 1 month on the job, $1,200 a month income, and an active checking account. Congratulations, you're approved. Free layaway still available. Call 945-1222 for details and directions. Butler done it. Butler Furniture Depot.
We are at the end of the month. I know it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Don't you just remember celebrating the start of 2016 and all the talk about going to the gym and let's get our bodies fit? Well, we're pausing on the body. Part of that is because I haven't been to the gym, but what may actually require more attention is the health of our relationships. I mean, the body is important, but let's also focus on healthy relationships. And joining us to give us some tips for having a wonderful year with the people in our lives, right, with our key relationships, is family and marriage therapist Charlie Simpson. Thank you for joining. It's always good to see you.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's make family and our relationships healthy. And what's the number one thing you find folks struggle with in those relationships?
Is really the interaction. How do you keep the interaction between everyone in the family or in the relationship positive? For example, we know that conflict is inevitable. Mm-hmm. Our role as a therapist is not to go in and try to just stop the conflict. It's more about trying to teach the management of the conflict.
And
so
it's
really important to be able to understand how to navigate through a conflict, whether it's, husband, wife, whether it's mother, daughter, son, father. How can you maneuver through the conflict in a way where you can walk out of that conflict and be okay? And oftentimes with poor conflict management, we're starting to really tear up a lot of the positive connections between the family and within the marriage as well. And so it's very detrimental to just really not have those skills in order to be able to navigate a conflict in a healthy way.
And so few of us have those skills, because who teaches successful navigation of relationships? Do you get that in grade school? Do you get it in college? I'm taking successful relationship navigation 101. I mean,
exactly.
It doesn't really work that way. So help us. What do we need?
And what you do learn is what you saw growing up. Mom and dad, or if it's a single parent, you just learn pretty much through just living life. And those are the skills that you take into adulthood. I work with a lot of clients that saw parents that didn't handle conflict well, dealt with a lot of verbal, physical abuse, and they really struggle in adulthood with being able to practice those skills. And so I do a lot of educating in my sessions, really letting them know what the science behind abuse or just poor conflict management is.
And what is the science behind it?
The science is just the research and the numbers. We know that the more conflict that a couple has, and the less confidence they have to be able to get through those conflicts, leads to the point where they just shut down.
I see.
Start pushing things to the side, and that's really when the emotional disconnect begins.
Mm-hmm.
We often have these conversations regarding what do couples argue about the most, and our answer is everything.
I
mean, we hear arguments about how we squeeze the toothpaste to what side of the toilet tissue, you know, roll over.
Is it over
under.
The top or exactly. under? Right. Is it over or under?
And, you know, all the way to, you know, intimacy and money, of course. But if you have made it to the point where you're shutting down in the relationship, you're not talking about anything.
Okay.
And you're just emotionally disconnecting. And that's what we really try to help couples with. Is to not get to that place where they become so hopeless that they just stop trying and they stop uh-huh. trying to communicate. We rather that a couple argue than just shut down. At least some type of emotion is being expressed.
Sure, because if you're arguing, you have some skin in the game.
Yeah,
you're still at least willing to fight.
Exactly, you're still fighting, and if it's unhealthy, we would rather have that then a couple just shut down and just walking past each other each day and is not seeing anything.
Right.
So it's really right. important that the conflict management, but more importantly, another component that mm-hmm. is really essential to maintaining a healthy relationship in the family is the friendship. You know, how well is the couple interacting, you know, building that fondness and admiration with each other, the way that they turn toward each other, the passion and the romance within the relationship, all those components are really important. And when it comes to the kids, how well can you emotionally connect to them? And we know that kids are going to make mistakes, and we know that they get on our bad sides, but how can we recover from those moments to teach them the lesson mm-hmm. that they need to learn through the punishment, whatever that may be, but then follow up with that we love you and we want the best for you. And that's kind of what you hear your old school parents say when they got ready to whoop you.
This is going
to
hurt me more than you.
This is going to hurt you. And they go through their punishment and they hug you and they let you go about your business. And that's one area that we're kind of failing when it comes to the parenting component. Mm. We're good at punishing, but we don't really follow up with that emotional connection to keep that friendship going between the family.
So in the event of punishment with the child, it seems you should double down on the love. Come back around with extra love.
It should always be there. You know, the love should always be a component of the interaction within the family. But when the punishments happen, there's this equation we use. If there's punishments without a relationship, it equals to rebellion. Mm. And so if you're not building that relationship, if you're not building that strength and those connections, then when it's time to punish, then I'm not receiving it. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just looking at you as this mean person that don't even know who I am. And all of a sudden you're just pointing out my flaws and you expect me to be able to respect that. Now, in elementary school, it kind of slides by, but when you start getting to middle school and high school, those kids, they'll start rebelling, and they'll either rebel overtly or they'll start shutting down and mm-hmm. just really repressing a lot of things and suffering through depression, anxiety, and all those components as well. So being able to build that friendship and that connection within the family is so important, especially when it comes to being able to try to manage the difficult times.
This is such good information.
I hope so.
It really is outstanding. I hope that those who've joined us in the village tonight are hearing the importance of loving your children and the importance of friendship and the relationship and conflict management.
Yes.
Not that conflict is inevitable, but how to navigate.
How to navigate through it.
We need you to come back and talk more about
it. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I could talk for days.
well, let's start with 30 minutes or so.
That'll
and then,
work.
And then we'll go from that point. All right. Charlie Simpson, family and marriage therapist. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're going to make the village stronger.
I hope so.
All right, then. We are coming back with some final thoughts on tonight's Village Celebration radio show.
The correct way. The JC Loves Morning Show.
You were playing a song, and you said it was a 9-11 song.
Stop it, stop it. I want you to stop it. I want you to just stop, okay?
7-11.
I call it 7-11 song.
7-11 song. He's going to name it after the gas station.
No.
7-Eleven. So they don't have gas stations like that no more.
You sure right.
You get that Slurpee. You
on 7-Eleven, baby.
Yeah.
Was your midnight. Yeah, I didn't talk about nobody.
No. Just you said
about,
midnight.
Just talk about what you're talking about.
7-Eleven was your midnight late night, baby. When you were leaving the club or when you were sneaking and peeking and can on.
My 7-Eleven and can on.
Had what you need.
Richard, I got one
question. What you got, Jim?
I just want to know, on those late night runs, what would you get at 7-Eleven?
You would get a Honey Bun and some chocolate chip cookies. Now, read in between there.
Behold, my friends.
You got it.
All right, all right.
The Joy Network.
All right, listen up.
Streaming to a worldwide audience with a local appeal.
Are y'all ready?
Indigo Television is here.
All right, let's break it down. Let's break it down.
It's an internet-based television network that includes sports, entertainment, talk, politics, and education.
I'm Kofi Adjopa, founder and CEO of Indigo Television.
Entertainment everywhere. Our goal is to become a major source of family-oriented entertainment on the internet. Check us out right now. Indigo TV. Indigo.tv.
Do you have a minute? How about 30? Just 30 minutes a day of exercise could save your life. And it just might change your family's life, too. Just 30 minutes a day of the electric slide, the funky chicken, the mashed potato, or Zumba can boost your brain power and improve circulation. Just 30 minutes a day of hula hooping, playing tag, riding bikes, or nature walks can reduce stress and help improve your relationships, too. Just 30 minutes a day of basketball, jogging, playing double dutch, or jump rope can decrease your risk for all kinds of diseases, including stroke, diabetes, or heart disease. Doctors call it 30 minutes a day of exercise. Kids call it 30 minutes of playing. We call it 30 minutes of fun and making memories. Whatever you call it, let's move and make it a family affair. Choose a few fun activities to get your entire family moving. So drop the phone and give me 30. Drop the remote and give me 30. As Mama used to say, go outside and play. Brought to you by the Arkansas Minority Health Commission.
The Village Celebration. It's where we talk about what matters to you.
We are talking tonight with the president of the National Urban League, Mark Morial.
I think what I found most startling is the high levels of black unemployment in many American cities.
We're talking about your health, race, jobs, politics, the police, and the same things we're texting, tweeting, and telling.
Dr. Diane Marshall, who is our village doctor. And Dr. Di, I saw this study that African Americans children are not receiving painkillers at the same rate that white children are in the ER.
It looks like what the article is saying is that about 80% of black children, they're less likely to get opioid-type medications for severe pain.
If it impacts you, we are talking about it in the Village. Thursdays on JoyNetRadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Village Celebration on this Thursday.
It's where we talk about what matters to you.
This concludes our pre-Black History Month celebration. I hope you had a great time. I have really enjoyed this preliminary recognition of the month ahead. The first day of Black History Month is February 1st. And so, you know, we often hear the question, why February, the shortest month of the year? Well, Carter G. Woodson is credited with starting Black History Month. And he reportedly chose February because it's the birthday month of two great Americans who played a prominent role in the history of African Americans, Abraham Lincoln, who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist. Carter G. Woodson was the founder of the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. He started that association in 1926, and it was the precursor to Black History Month. So just some background for you as we head into this very special month in our community. We want to leave tonight with a song that so many of us know. I learned it in the second grade. Second grade teacher taught it. Elizabeth Beats was her name. May she rest in peace. Lift Every Voice and Sing, written by James Weldon Johnson. So in these days leading up to Black History Month, what does it mean to you? All of the debate about do we need it? Should we have it? If we really want to be included in America, why have a month for our recognition? All of those questions, think about them. How will you celebrate Black History Month 2016? You're listening to the Village Celebration Radio Show, and I'm Vicki Newton.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the roar.
Till victory is won.